This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, I see King Charles III is planning on visiting France and Germany. Can you fill us in on some of the details of this trip?
Yes, yesterday Buckingham Palace announced that the king would be going to visit the heads of Germany and France the 26th to 31st of March, 2023. And Buckingham Palace said this visit will celebrate the UK's relationship with France and Germany, marking our shared history, culture, and values. It's a chance to look forward and show the ways our countries are working in partnership to tackle climate change, respond to conflict in Ukraine, seize trade and investment opportunities, and share the best of our arts and cultures. Now, the Associated Press also said they're doing this underscoring Britain's efforts to build bridges with its European neighbors following the years of strained relationships by Brexit. Mm-hmm. Well, this will be the first such state visit by King Charles, but also the first one to Germany since his mother, the late Queen Elizabeth II, visited in 2015. Mm-hmm. Now, she went there prior to the Brexit vote, and people thought that she was somewhat pro-Brexit. Whether or not King Charles is, he wouldn't publicly say it. But when he was a prince, interestingly, Charles was a supporter of the World Economic Forum, and he actually declared that there was no alternative but to support the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, which didn't like things like Brexit.
Okay. So is there any prophetic significance to this trip?
Yes. First of all, I was mentioning about the World Economic Forum, and their executive, Philippe Domet, wrote that the world needs a leader to rise up. Global leadership could be the shared goal of European citizens. And so he wants Europe to rise up and lead. And the Bible itself tells about a time when the world will be dominated by Europe, for example, in Revelation chapters 13, 17, and 18. But the Bible talks about the fact that there will be various problems affecting the American and British English-speaking peoples, as well as Judah. And these problems seem to coincide with things we can read in the book of Daniel. But as far as direct prophetic ramifications of this visit, it's going to get a little tricky, but there's some verses in the book of Hosea that suggest something. First, for example, we're going to just read Hosea 5:5 in the New King James, and we'll tie this into King Charles a little bit. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore, Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also stumbles with them.
So, Dr. Teal, in that verse, it says that the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and Judah also stumbles. What does that mean?
Well, Hosea is showing that prophetic Israel, which in this case is the United States, prophetic Ephraim, which represents the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, as well as Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and Judah, which is in the nation that's commonly called Israel, are going to have problems. This prophetically may become because of an attack that's going to come from the European King of the North on the United States and some of its English-speaking allies, as written in Daniel chapter 11, verse 39. As far as pride, USA has pride in its military power, and the book of Leviticus chapter 26 talks about this pride being broken. Now, furthermore, in Hosea chapter 8, verse 14, it talks about cities being destroyed by fire. You may recall that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed partially by fire in order to be examples for those who would go for sexual immorality and strange flesh. At least that's what the New Testament teaches us in Jude chapter verse 7. And those types of sins are becoming more and more apparent in the American and British land, British-centered lands. Isaiah warns about those who trust in oppression and perversity, and they're going to experience sudden destruction. That's Isaiah chapter 30, verses 12 to 13. The Bible warns because the English-speaking people, such as the Ephraimites, will not repent. Hosea 11, verse 5 says, the Assyrian shall be his king because they refuse to repent.
Well, is it only the Anglo nations that refuse to repent and therefore be punished?
No, but they will be amongst the first, according to the Bible.
Okay.
Now, the Bible also tells us just prior to the start of the Great Tribulation, which we believe will start with a massive attack against the United States, the Philadelphian Christians are going to flee because Jesus promised them protection for the hour of trial. But we also find out that those who don't go in Hosea chapter 5, this time verses 6 to 7, says that some will go to seek the Lord, but they won't find him because they've dealt treacherously with the Lord and they've begotten pagan children. And it says they're going to be devoured with their heritage. Now, the Bible warns in Amos chapter 8, verse 14, because of the sin of Samaria, which looks to be a prophetic reference to the United States, there'll be a famine of the word that'll happen. You can read about that in Amos 8, verses 11 through 12. And this is going to at least affect the North Americans, which is a place where a lot of the Philadelphian remnant will have fled from, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses 30 to 39.
Well, if the sin of Samaria or the United States results in a famine of the word, what are the results of Great Britain's sin?
Well, continuing in Hosea 5, this time going down to verse 13, says, when Ephraim, the British, saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, Ephraim went up to Assyria and said to King Jerubbaal, yet he cannot cure you nor heal you of your wound. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim and a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear them away and will take them away, and no one shall rescue them. So we see biblically that the British people are going to attempt to make a deal with Assyria. And because prophetic Ephraim is the United Kingdom and its British descended allies. And prophetic Assyria is Germany, by the way, and its European allies. And in Hosea 8, verses 8 through 9, Ephraim tries to pay for help, but that doesn't work. And then the Bible warns that they've gone up to Ephraim, and they've gone to Assyria, excuse me, and Ephraim have tried to pay people to help them, and it's just not going to work. They call it, the Bible uses the term hired lovers. And so they try to make a deal. We also read one in Hosea chapter 12, verse 1. Ephraim feeds on the wind, pursues the east wind, increases lies and desolation, and they make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried to Egypt.
Could this be part of the motivation for King Charles's visit? And if so, in your opinion, do you think the king is aware of these prophecies?
It's a bit tricky. We know that King Charles is aware of prophecies about Ephraim being the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. We have various verifications of that. But I don't think he's gone so far as to look at prophecies in Hosea to grasp these things. But the fact that he's trying to make better relationships now points to the idea that in the future, Britain will say, look, we've tried to make deals again with you, the European Union. We've tried to be nice, and you should be nice to us. Now, Hosea chapter 7, starting in verse 11, says, Ephraim, or the United Kingdom, is also like a silly dove without sense. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. Wherever they go, I'll spread my net on them, and I'll bring them down like the birds of the air. I'll chastise them. Now, in terms of the timing, this seems to be after the United States is destroyed, which, by the way, is in Daniel chapter 11, verse 39, and before the king of the south is destroyed, because that happens in Daniel chapter 11, starting verse 40. So this seems like this approach to try to get Assyria involved was right after the start of the Great Tribulation. Now, let me also say that I've seen nothing in world history that shows after God inspired Hosea to write this, that Ephraim went to Egypt to do anything. So this is definitely a future prophecy. And in Hosea chapter 9, again, a lot of stuff of Hosea is relevant here.
Yeah.
Verse 3, it says, they shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt and shall eat unclean things in Assyria. So various verses suggest in Hosea that the British people are going to try to make some kind of deal with the German-dominated European beast power, and it's simply not going to work out the way they want it. Now, the Bible says that the Assyrian people are going to do something that most people wouldn't think they would do. In the end time Assyrians, again, we're talking about the Germans and their European allies. Isaiah 10, starting verse 5, says, "Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger." So God's going to eventually punish them for what they're going to do.
Okay.
He calls them the staff in whose hand is my indignation. He says he's going to send them against an ungodly nation, against people my wrath, I'll give him charge, to seize the spoil and take the prey, and to tread them down like mire in the streets. He said, but Europeans don't want to do that. Well, verse 7, that's what it says. Mm-hmm. It says it doesn't mean to do so, nor does his heart think so. But it says it's in his heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. And in other parts of Hosea, as well as Isaiah chapter 9, verse 21, we see a prophecy that Ephraim, Manasseh, Samaria, Judah are going to turn on one another. Now, that's interesting because the Roman Catholics have a prophecy from the Saint Senatus, who died in the 6th century. It says the English themselves will betray each other. And so that is consistent with the Bible says.
Are there any survivors left after the U.S., Britain, and Judah turn on each other and are attacked by Assyria? Or is it total destruction?
Now, continuing Hosea chapter 10, verses 9 through 11, it suggests that Ephraim and Judah are going to be forced into hard labor around this time. And in chapter 11, verses 1 to 8, it says Assyria will be the king, because they refuse to repent, and the disorder is going to devour their cities. They won't all die, but they will be put under bondage.
Okay. This king of the north sounds very much like the leader from Assyria. Is there any connection?
Oh, yes. Oh, various biblical prophecies tie in the king of the north and the Assyrians when you look at what happens in different places. The king of the north is also tied in with the beast power. And by the way, this is consistent with the views of, let's say, Greco-Roman theologians such as Irenaeus from the second century or Hippolytus from the third century, as well as their theologian Victorinus in the fourth century. But there's something else I'd like to read from a Catholic writer. Now, this is from Nostradamus, who's actually a Roman Catholic. Here's what he said in the 16th century. Although nations talk peace, troubles brew everywhere. Militaristic parties rise in Germany and pagan cults revive. Opinions are not free and the people are not enriched. The heir to the London government, that sounds like a member of the royal family, mm-hmm. is overthrown for making too many peace promises. People like King Charles are doing that, by the way, making those type of promises. So we see it's Bible shows us that end time Germanic power is going to rise up and eliminate these people. And so some of what Nostradamus put is consistent with those kind of prophecies. And also about opinions are not free. We're seeing that more and more with censoring, cancel culture, and big tech shadow banning things on the internet. And a lot of this stuff's already taking place.
Hosea seems to have a lot of information and prophecies concerning the USA, Britain, Judah, Egypt, and Assyria. What is Hosea's final word?
Last verse, Hosea 14, verse 9. Who is wise? Who understands these things? Who is prudent? Let him know them. So these are things the Bible says that we should know, even though most people don't know. So, yes, I do believe there are major prophetic ramifications from King Charles' upcoming trip, because this is going to help set the stage for them to go back to ask the Germans for help in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Thiel. For more information and interviews with Dr. Thiel, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.